But that leads me into our next storyteller, Heather Helzer, who I first heard, again, on the Outdoor Explorer radio show. She's a proud hiking mom to a now 16-month-old son named Finch. She left her teaching job about a year ago after having Finch and started her own business called Turnigan Training, Alaska's first kids triathlon team and race series geared around and for kids. She's a USA triathlon certified coach and a youth junior elite coach, and has competed all the way from junior elite races to Ironman triathlons. Her passion is to get more kids involved in triathlon in Alaska by opening more opportunities in triathlon here in Alaska for kids. And the story I heard on the radio is the one she's going to share tonight of her and her then 10-month-old son doing a solo hike of the entire Chilkoot Trail this past August. Please welcome Heather Helzer.
Okay, so just like Tony, we practiced a lot last night. And I'm really outgoing, but I might be a little nervous, so bear with me for the first couple of minutes. Okay. In winter of 2016, I had just had my son. I had a bucket list, and I'm very type A. I looked it over, and I thought, all right, Crow Pass, Kasugi Ridge, Chilkoot Trail. That's what we're doing. I sent a message out to all my friends. Tons of them were like, yeah, I want to do this one, I want to do that one, I want to do this one. Well, the Chilkoot Trail, you have a lot of logistics you have to plan out in advance. Alaskans, they don't plan, you know? They're like very much like, oh, weather window, good, let's go, you know? So I said, all right, let's start booking. It was January. Everybody bailed. So I said, all right, Phil go, if you know what that means. Finch and I decided to go on the Chilkoot Trail by ourselves. So, I mean, he chose. my husband is an amazing mountaineer and avid outdoorsman. He decided that he needed to go do bigger mountains that weekend. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL in June, and he had reconstructive knee surgery 3 days before we left. So here we go. So we started prepping for our trip. I had at the time a 2-month-old baby. Had to figure out the clothes, had to figure out what kind of backpack I was going to carry. I've done several backpacking trips, but the difference is now I was carrying a backpack with a carrier on the front. Super uncomfortable. So I have my son on the front, my backpack on the back. But the biggest thing that I need to figure out in January for our August trip is how many diapers do you have to carry? It's an equation, and you don't want to screw it up. The answer, 16. But I had two extra at the end of the trip. The other answers are that I carried a Deuter backpack, an Anya full synthetic carrier for my son. All the other carriers in this world are cotton and cute. Mine is cute, but it's synthetic. Patagonia everything else. And then an Okiwara marine suit for my son. So in January, we figured out the logistics. That's one thing that people don't understand about going to the Chilkoot Trail is the logistics are just ridiculous, especially when you live in Anchorage, and it's several hundred miles away. We had three flights we had to book, flights from here to Juneau, from Juneau to Skagway. I had a ferry to book from Juneau to Skagway. On the way back, I took a seaplane back. I had a train to book. I had to get a permit for the trail as well, and I had to book three different hotels. I stayed a night in Juneau, and then a night in the hotel before and a night after I got done. So a lot of logistics. So, and then at that time in January, I planned out that I was going to do 3 nights, 4 days of hiking. I thought that was pretty standard. I don't know, 33 miles, do the math. It's not that aggressive, so I thought. So fast forward to our trip. First day, so we flew out on Saturday to Juneau, like I said, stayed the day in Juneau. Sunday we took the ferry to Skagway, and we get there. You have to pick up your permit. My permit was permit number 12. There were 12 of us hiking. I was the last one there. I'm a mom. I'm always last. There are 50 people a day that get permits. That was my goal from day one. So I wasn't like your hardcore person that was going to be like, oh, I'm going to go hike this trail by myself. I was very much so like, oh, 50 people hike a day. I'm super outgoing. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to mooch off them. We're going to hang out. I'm not going to hike by myself. You know, and that was kind of my plan from day one. So 12 people picked up permits, myself included. That day, I also found out that I was the only person that was hiking to Sheep Camp. Everybody else, Sheep Camp is 13 miles the first day. I thought that was pretty normal. Everybody else was only hiking 7.5. So there we go. So day one, we start hiking. You have to take a shuttle. That's another logistic. Sorry. I feel like I keep crouching down. You have to take a shuttle from town out to the trailhead. It's like 8 or 9 miles to the trailhead. So you get to the shuttle. I knew it was going to be a great day right from the start. The sunshine comes out. There's a rainbow. We're in Southeast Alaska, people. It is rainy every day, right? Rainbows come out. You know good things are going to happen. So we're pumped. We're excited. We got 13 miles today. No problem. I need to add something. I'm petrified of bears. I was raised in New York, upstate New York. I need to clarify that so you get the right perspective of me. I was raised in upstate New York. I moved to Alaska for the mountains, for the love of the outdoors, but I'm not comfortable with bears. I need to also say that both of the people that were killed by black bears this past year, I went to both of their funerals. They were both my friends. One was a student of mine. One was my friend that was part of our wedding. So it was engraved in my head. So I was afraid, right? I also had a deadline, 5:30, there's this awesome talk, you can't miss it, it's at Sheep Camp, they're gonna talk about the trails, the conditions for the next day, you gotta make it. And so I get dropped off, the trailhead's like 9 o'clock by the time I left, and so I got, you know, 8 hours to make it. And so I hiked the first 7.5 miles by myself, basically. We got to Canyon City, and I tried to convince all these people, right? I'm like, 11 people show up. I'm like, hey, you feeling good? You want to keep hiking? You know? You look good. You know? And everybody was like, no, we got to stick to the plan. This is the permit. You got to stick to the permit. And I was like, come on, permit. And they were like, no. You know? And so from that point on, I was like, all right, I'm by myself. So as mentioned, I'm a triathlon coach and an endurance athlete. So basically slow jogged for the next 5.5 miles because I just wanted to be done. You know, I was like, I just got to get there. So we made it in time for that 5:30 hike, just in time. And I must admit that when I got to Sheep Camp, I burst into tears. I just started crying because I didn't think that was going to happen. I pictured it in my head, you know, the bear, the it was super foliage in that whole area, that whole first 13 miles, tons of foliage, loud creeks everywhere and rivers, you can't really hear anything. I'm screaming, hey bear, hey bear, hey bear. I could have sworn my son's first word was gonna be, hey bear, right? I said it so many times. I don't even know how he slept, because he was like sleeping so much. He kept sleeping, you know, and I'm just screaming. And I kept thinking, like, I wonder how many decibels are going to make my kid deaf. We got to that Sheep Camp. I bursted into tears crying. These people are like, why is she crying? And I'm like, 37 people are here. Oh, my God, my family, you know. I'm so excited. I'm, like, introducing myself to everybody. I'm just like, they got to all start knowing me. I need to have hiking partners for tomorrow. It was fantastic. It was really great. The one error that I will mention that I did the first day, everything was beautiful. Don't give your kid chili mac with beef on day one. It's my favorite, but it could have screwed up the equation, but it didn't, but it could have. It was an interesting day too. So day two, you have to leave at 5 a.m. You have to leave at 5 a.m. This is what they say at the talk. You got to get up. You got to leave at 5 a.m. You got to get through the pass by noon. And I'm thinking, get the heck out of here. 3.5 miles to the pass. Like, I'm going to make it by noon? What? You know, and I'm like, I'm not leaving. And I'm not leaving that early. I'm not waking my kid up. And I told the ranger, I was like, yeah, I'm not leaving that early. And so I left at 7:30. We were the last people out of camp. I was like, yeah, whatever. I lived for a day. I'm going to be fine. We were at the front of the group by, you know, within 2 hours, because I was like on power mode. The Choku Pass is an amazing pass. It's 3,500 feet. At Sheep Camp, it's 1,000 feet. So it is quite a bit of a climb. It was a blessing in disguise. My son slept from the bottom of Choku Pass, like when you can like see that epic like pass, all the way up and over to the pass. It was the best thing ever. I need to mention to you that my son at the time was 20 pounds. My backpack on my back was 50. And as I climbed up that pass, I literally was on my hands and knees. Literally, I said to a hiker as I passed him, hey, can you put these in the back of my backpack? Because I couldn't use my trekking poles because it's literally that steep that you're just hand over foot, just crawling. So it was a blessing that my son slept. And those were the things that I think in my head that could have been the epic story of the Alaska stupid mom, right? Like the rain, I could have fallen into a rock crevasse, you know. Yeah, all those things could happen. But the bottom line is that I live my life not with the what ifs. I live my life to what I feel like should be the way you should live your life. I don't live it in fear. I live it with the goal in mind of finishing something, and I just take it one step at a time. There was a time I slipped on a rock. I fell up to my crotch. And I thought, oh my God, that could have been it, you know? And then from then, I slowed down, we slowed down, we paid attention, and it was good. We had an amazing day after that. We made it up to the pass. You know, the rangers were so sweet. They said, hey, you're the mom and baby group. Like, everybody had been watching for us. They had said that they, like, were talking about me, like, on the speakers, and, like, literally every ranger we passed said the same thing. And they would say stuff like, hey, can we take your diapers? And I'd be like, no. And we're not going to tell anybody. And I'd be like, no, you're not going to take my diapers. I really think that that's nice of you, but I need to do this on my own. Because the difference when you're hiking the Choku Trail is you're getting lighter. I'm not. I'm getting heavier as you go. So that's the thing that's important to mention about hiking with a baby. So my pack was probably heavier than 50 pounds. So from that day on, it was amazing. I had a family of 12 on day 3 I hiked with. They were on a family reunion. I joined the family reunion. It was fantastic. They were so good to me. We stayed at Bear Loon Lake. It was a beautiful night. The next day, we hiked to Bennett. It was a great day. You know, mild rain, but nothing really to write home about. It was really an amazing trip. So the bottom line about my story is, if there's a will, there's a way. My family believes that we continue living life just the way that we had before we had kids. We just accept the fact that life's going to be harder. There's going to be more, you know, more struggles and more good stories to add to this, you know, story of life. The only thing that I now question asking myself is, how do I do this with two kids? Thank you.